news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Now, the Kurds are fighting for their land, just so you understand. They're fighting for their land. And as somebody wrote in a very, very powerful article today, they didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example. They mentioned names of different battles. They were there, but they're there to help us with their land, and that's a different thing.
That is the President of the United States trying to justify his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria and allow Turkey to invade and attack the Kurds, our allies in the region, who did all the heavy lifting on destroying ISIS. It was just one of a long string of offensive statements made by Trump during a press conference Wednesday after he signed another executive order. Turkey launched its military offensive into northeastern Syria earlier in the day, hammering Kurdish forces with airstrikes and artillery fire. Reports on the ground paint a chaotic scene with roads gridlocked as people try to flee to safety and other reports of civilian casualties. The Kurdish forces have stopped their counter-ISIS operations to focus on defending themselves against the Turks, raising fears that all this could lead to a resurgence of ISIS. U.S. officials have also expressed concern that thousands of ISIS fighters may escape from prisons in Syria. Asked about that possibility on Wednesday, Trump essentially shrugged it off, saying it's not America's problem, since the fighters would be escaping to Europe.
Some of these ISIS fighters escape and pose a threat elsewhere.
Well, they're going to be escaping to Europe. That's where they want to go. They want to go back to their homes, but Europe didn't want them from us. We could have given it to them. They could have had trials. They could have done whatever they wanted. But as usual, it's not reciprocal. You know my favorite word, reciprocal. That's all I want. I don't want an edge. I just want reciprocal. And it's not reciprocal, Steve. It's not a fair deal for the United States.
Trump's decision to side with Turkey's Erdogan over our allies, the Kurds, might be the straw that finally breaks the GOP's back. Senators Lindsey Graham, Republican, and Chris Van Hollen, Democrat, said after Turkey's actions that they've reached an agreement on sanctions legislation. The bill would target Turkey's energy sector and military. It also includes visa restrictions for Turkish leadership, including President Erdogan. As of right now, Erdogan is scheduled to visit Washington in a few weeks at Trump's invitation. The military operation has been condemned by governments around the world. Responding to that condemnation from Europe on Thursday, Erdogan said in a speech, quote, "We will open the gates and send 3.6 million refugees your way." Erdogan also said that 109, quote, terrorists had been killed since Turkey launched its offensive into Syria. Ankara treats the Kurdish fighters as terrorists. Now, Trump seems unconcerned about how his support of Erdogan and abandoning the Kurds will affect America's standing among allies. His answer regarding alliances was astounding.
The Kurds helped the U.S. defeat ISIS, and by allowing this offensive, is it going to be more difficult in future times of need to develop alliances?
No, it won't be. It won't be at all. Alliances are very easy. But, you know, our alliances have taken advantage of us. If you look at how much money we spend on NATO and how much money countries from Europe, who are really a much bigger beneficiary than we are, okay, you know, they're there and we're here. We're many miles away. Our alliances, in many cases, have taken tremendous advantage of us. If you look at NATO, I got them to pay $100 billion more.
The New York Times is reporting, quote, at the Pentagon, where more than 5 years of fighting alongside Kurdish troops in Iraq and Syria has now given way to standing aside as those same allies are attacked, some officials said there was more anger than they had seen at any point in Trump's presidency. And Jennifer Griffin, a national security reporter for Fox News, tweeted Wednesday night about her conversation with what she describes as a, quote, distraught U.S. Special Forces soldier who is serving alongside the SDF Kurdish forces. It was one of the hardest phone calls I've ever taken. She quotes the soldier as saying, I am ashamed for the first time in my career. Jennifer Griffin continued quoting the soldier as saying, Turkey is not doing what it agreed to. It's horrible. We met every single security agreement. The Kurds met every single agreement. There was no threat to the Turks, none from this side of the border. This is insanity. I don't know what they call atrocities, but they are happening. The thread goes on for quite a while with more quotes from the soldier. She ends the thread by saying, "This U.S. Special Forces soldier wanted me to know, quote, the Kurds are sticking by us. No other partner I've ever dealt with would stand by us. Disappointed in the decisions coming from their senior leaders." Well, at that press conference on Wednesday, Trump also fought back against the impeachment inquiry, claiming that since Democrats, quote, have a tiny margin in the House, they've eviscerated the rules. Well, no. In fact, in our system of government, whoever is in the House majority gets to write the rules, no matter how large or small the majority. Someone get Donald Trump to a civics class, please. New polls are showing support for impeachment is rapidly climbing. A new Fox News national poll shows a new high of 51% want Trump impeached and removed from office.
We have just released Fox News polls on what voters think about impeachment. 51% of those responding say the president should be impeached and removed from office. That's up 9 points from July. 4% say impeach but do not remove. 40% say do not impeach. Of those favoring impeachment and removal, that breaks down to 85% of Democrats, 39% of independents, and 13% of Republicans.
In July, 42% favored impeachment and removal, while 5% said impeached but don't remove him, and 45% opposed impeachment. I'm beginning to sense a pattern here. Bloomberg News reported Wednesday that in 2017, Donald Trump reportedly pressed then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to help persuade the Justice Department to drop a criminal case against an Iranian-Turkish gold trader who just happened to be a client of Rudy Giuliani's. Tillerson refused, arguing it would constitute interference in an ongoing investigation of the trader. Quote, Tillerson immediately repeated his objections to the then chief of staff, John Kelly, in a hallway conversation just outside the Oval Office, emphasizing that the request would be illegal. Neither episode has been previously reported, and all of the people spoke on condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of the conversations. In other news, a gunman's attack in the eastern German town of Halle was horrifying. But authorities point out it could have been a lot worse if he'd been able to break down a synagogue's doors. The gunman, who was arrested, killed two people, one right outside the synagogue and one at a nearby shop. But the shooter couldn't get through the doors of the synagogue, and that likely spared the lives of the 70 to 80 people inside for Yom Kippur services. Happens to be the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. And our hearts go out to the people in Northern California who are clients of Pacific Gas and Electric. Almost 800,000 of those customers are sitting in darkness after the utility cut off power in several counties to reduce the risk of setting off wildfires with electrical lines. The outages could last as long as a week for some. A forecast of strong winds is posing a major fire danger, but the winds are expected to subside on Thursday. But still, cutting off power to 800,000 customers, which translates to probably a couple of million people in Northern California because it's windy, I sense a lawsuit coming on. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on the donate button.